To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Welcome in here to the Tuesday, December 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Shout out to the... That clip still makes you
laugh. Always. I saw a clip of Hogan last night. It was I didn't really know all this, but it was like one of those beyond the mat. It was just a clip of it, like a minute clip that showed the precursor to Vince Russo. And like just that night, the Bash of the Beach or whatever.
Okay.
Hogan, you know, pins Jared. Jared storms out. They think, you know, it's all part of the show's Bishop is telling the story. And
Bischoff. Not Tupac and Juice.
Bischoff is telling the story. He's like, yeah, everything's going according to plan. Everything's great. Hogan's happy. We're happy. We hop on a flight.
Yeah.
And he says they get off the plane and Hogan's phone is blowing up and Vince Russo.
Russo, for some reason, I'm remembering he's wearing a Barry Bonds jersey while cutting that promo.
Like batting practice jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so weird. Like, there were lawsuits over that. That's when you know your company has gone terribly wrong, when there are lawsuits over what happens on a wrestling show. Bash at the Beach, better than last night.
Ooh.
The Sacramento Kings fall to 6-18. A better 6-18 team got the best of them. That's the Indiana Pacers.
They didn't even have 6 wins at that point.
Yeah, they're probably not even happy that game went that direction.
Oh, boy. What's my coach's name? What's the coach?
Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle, furious.
Mm-hmm. Everybody to the locker room. Pascal walking around with that stupid grin on his face after the 11-0 run. Like, hey, we tried. Like, we gave them the 19-point lead back. We gave it back. It's, I don't know what to do. Like, sorry. Yeah. It was a odd game, too. The Kings looked awful for most of it. Then went on a run. Mm-hmm. And, like, when they went on the run, I was like, okay, they're going to, I don't know how people are going to feel about this. They're going to win this game. Like, they got it together. They're going to win this game. Like, Indiana's not going to stop them at this point. They were up 19. And then they go on an 11-0 run after being down 4. And it's like, well, I guess that's it. And it was. Like, it never really became. Well, it got to 5. It got to 5. And there was a Zach LaVine moment that kind of sealed it. He got the steal. And it's like, oh, And then very quickly, he turned the ball over.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
That really, Cotton Air.
I think they scored
feet,
on that. Yeah, they scored on that.
He thought he got fouled on that. That was questionable, but don't leave your feet. Don't leave your feet without anywhere to go.
The whistle didn't blow, and that was it. That was kind of the end. That was their I think that was like with 2 minutes left when that Zach LaVine played. Russell Westbrook played 40 effing minutes last night. 40 minute triple double. Like that was a Russell Westbrook night in every sense of the word. In that Russ doesn't like he has games like that. He doesn't turn the ball over once. Like if it's like, remember when DeMarcus would shoot a three early in the game and it would go in and every Kings fan would be like, oh, he getting up like eight of them today.
Yeah, the Antoine Walker of his era.
He's getting them threes up. If Russ turns the ball over, you're best off preparing yourself knowing there's another one coming probably in the next 90 seconds or so. He never turns the ball over one time. He's going to turn the ball over at minimum twice in a short period of time. Unfortunately, that didn't happen until the fourth quarter.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, he had this brilliant game with an MVP season level triple double. Like, it wasn't as you call them, the J Kidd specials. It was 24, 12, and 14, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, at 37, that's a Russell Westbrook moment at 25.
Mm-hmm.
But the fourth quarter came along, and you had his two turnovers. Then you had the killer from Zach LaVine with 2 minutes left. And as Gorilla Monsoon would say, that's all she wrote.
And then they couldn't rebound in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The offensive rebounds really hurt them towards the end of that game. Not being able, like, you would get a stop, quote-unquote, by making a miss. You got to finish that stop. You got to finish that defensive possession by securing the basketball. And they weren't able to do that. And it felt like every time that the Pacers got an offensive rebound, they converted on that second opportunity in that fourth quarter. So it was tough. I don't really, you know, I'm just kind of watching the games right now. Like, I'm especially at home. Like, I like for them to win at home. You know what I mean? If I'm at the game, I like for them to win and stuff like that. But I don't really bother me too much. Don't really hurt me too much right now, because, you know, if you get to the point where, you know, you're losing these games, which isn't fun, but, you know, you do have a high draft pick. That's exciting. You know, it doesn't guarantee you anything, but it's exciting. And that's the way I look at it. I don't think I'll get to the point where I'm mad at a win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel that way. Some people might be, though.
Just real quick, it's not okay. I want that to be understood. That Desmond Bane play is funny as hell.
Oh, no, it's hella funny.
They just showed it on the TV like three times in a row, and it took a lot to not laugh, and it would have taken more to not at least bring it up. I don't know what is going through that person's mind at all, but it's funny. He chucks that ball like as hard as he possibly can.
I think it was DeMarcus Cousins who got a little upset with OG for, like, his response. Like, bro. Because OG's response was a little passive. It was like, and maybe it was shock, but it was like, what was that? What are you doing? No, get in his face. What the hell is wrong with you? Yeah, I'm kind of with Cousins on that one. But that play is funny. Why does he do that?
What the hell is wrong with Desmond Bane?
Why does he do that?
I apologize. I sidetracked this. They just showed it three times in a row, and it's like, come on, man. What is happening?
3 o'clock game today. We'll be able to watch the NBA Cup quarterfinals live.
Yeah, quarterfinals tonight and tomorrow, semifinals Saturday, and then I think the final is Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Still in Las Vegas. Or I guess it's going to remain in Las Vegas. So the semis are in Vegas too, aren't they?
This year, yeah.
But that's Saturday?
Yeah.
So I guess Sunday, Monday isn't that long. It seems kind of long to break away from.
You want to stay away from the Niners on Monday Night Football.
Is that this Monday?
No, that's next Monday. So, yeah, you want to stay away from where they say they were going. It's like Pittsburgh or something like that. Isn't it Dolphins Steelers next Monday night?
Oh, Jesse said, I think
yeah,
Jesse gave us
everyone
the
is
up.
Really tapped in for that game. People are really excited for it.
In the hunt?
Yeah, in the hunt. Eagles did us no favors yesterday, but.
Did me a favor.
That kind of killed that dream, but we move.
Yeah, I noticed that too, because like I saw the graphic and it was like everybody like three games ahead of
kind of needed the Chargers to lose that one or just a massive collapse going forward. Now
Chargers got a tough schedule.
They
though.
Do. I that was looking through tough. It. Yeah, but
that last four. But that's neither here nor there. NBA Cup quarterfinals tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah. Okay. I hear you, Jesse. No, he's right. He's right because Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter because if they get replaced, they're going to get replaced by a division winner. I can see why that Chargers loss would have gone a long way.
Well, yeah,
because
the other avenue is like the Texans lose, but it's like the Texans are like one of the best teams in the AFC right now. So
yeah, they're hot. You know, maybe a Jacksonville collapse helps you out, but they've got the Jets this weekend. And the Titans to close out the year.
Brother, so. We went through all the scenarios.
I hear
me.
You.
Like, we've been there. Every street you've tried to cross, I've been across.
Did you put this in the playoff tracker?
Yeah, I had the playoff tracker open this morning. This is not a game, by the way. This is real life.
It's not a game. You may be playing, but I'm not.
Hey, when you go your whole life without seeing a playoff win, you starve.
Understood.
It builds character, though, Jesse. It builds character.
I got enough character, bro. I want to see some wins.
I know.
Jesse's like, hey,
I'm a good enough guy. Like, now I want to see some wins.
Jesse's like, I'm going to tell you what to do with your character. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can put it.
Turn it sideways.
Yeah. Shine it up real nice first, then turn it sideways. And that's kind of what has happened to the Sacramento Kings season. It's been shined up real nice and turned sideways. Yeah.
The Rock was just really saying that every Monday night, huh?
And we thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Wait, there's Mr. Ass Man right there.
My name's Billy. It doesn't matter what you're... Oh, we really popped for the dumbest things.
The attitude era sucks.
It doesn't matter! Like, oh,
well, no, that was kind of funny. Because the person would try to talk thinking it was a real conversation. And he cut his ass off.
Besides, like, the top four guys of that era, funny. The Attitude Era was not great.
Rudy Poole was not funny, but It Doesn't Matter was funny. Because then you would go to high school, and you would go to, like, math class and do it to your teacher.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We would do it to everybody. Yeah.
It was our version of 6-7. It Doesn't Matter was our version of 6-7.
Was it? Was It Doesn't Matter stronger than I've Got Two Words For You?
No, that's a good point.
That one, if I Got Two Words For You, that lasted generations.
That's true. It still works.
I don't even
today.
Know if
yes,
we.
I was a child.
I don't even know if we.
I've
say
hit
that.
A salesperson a time or two with a.
That's what I was, no, you were, yeah, because I was
the
like,
hand gesture.
Yeah,
the hand gesture.
We didn't even say We Got Two Words For. We would just go straight to it.
Yeah, well. Well.
I don't even know if we could say
it's
that.
That's an odd way of putting. Yeah. That's an odd way of putting it.
Pretend about the radio version of what we're talking about right now.
Very, very odd way of putting it, but
tell the biology teacher.
Can you go to the principal's office right now?
Oh man, we were very impressionable, and wrestling did us no favors, just like it does the Kings no favors today.
There's a second tie back to the Kings. I don't think it's happening, guys. It's fine. They lost again. Like, what else do you want?
I'm pretty sure the Kings fan base have told the Sacramento Kings they got two words for them.
It's fine.
And they may not be doing,
told Zach LaVine that at least.
Well, they've hit Zach LaVine with the Austin. That's what they've done to Zach LaVine. They've hit him with that Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Last night, I mean...
Did Steve Austin normalize the middle finger?
I don't know.
It
was
feel like
when I was a kid. So.
It was? Well,
like,
yeah.
When I was a kid. Yeah. But like, yeah,
well, that's
like,
Austin.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You were a kid when Austin was a thing. Like,
he's probably got the most famous use of it.
Like were people throwing up middle fingers before it's Stone Cold?
But it was like a... It wasn't... It was more like a... Oh.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it was like a little... Now it's... It's like a... Yeah, it's okay. It's a full-on production. Yeah. It's a full-on production now.
I'll give it to him.
As Barrett says, WWE messed up in a whole generation.
Shaped an entire future.
We were not doing things that were okay.
I guarantee you 6'7 isn't going to be around in a year.
Oh, no,
I said the same thing about Sexy Red and was wrong.
Well, that's true.
But DX and Austin and those stupid rock lines.
To this day.
It's 20 years of this.
But like, what is it?
Not saying that's okay. I'm just saying it is.
What are Mike is going to be doing? Like, oh, 6'7". Like, what are you talking about?
They're not going to be doing that.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So it'll fade out.
Yeah, I don't know what your kids are going to do.
They'll be flipping people off. And
hey, I think what your
words for you.
No, I think what your kids are going to do. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, probably not.
It's not even a thing yet.
And it's going to be worse than 6'7" too.
Oh, way worse.
It'll be. Oh, booyah.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Something random.
Yeah.
Zabel's got a good point. Maybe it'll be like AI memes at that point.
Yeah, it's not even going to be real people.
Zay, that's today. That's happening right now.
Not even going to be real people. Just like some people think the Kings aren't real people when they go out there and they...
Third time's the
no,
charm.
No, they're real people. They're just not real basketball players.
Oh, that's not nice.
Except for Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is very much a real basketball player. By the way, do we want to shoot down anyone else? Zach LaVine, who, by the way, put up a stat line, I think identical to what you said yesterday on the show.
I think it was 2 points off. I think I said 18.
Okay, it was close enough to where it was like, man, that went exactly as we predicted. We threw the heat at Keegan Murray. Anyone remember Malik Monk's game last night? The answer is no, you don't.
It can't happen to my boy like that, man. Well,
No, it can't happen to your boy like that again. What is happening right now?
I don't know, man. James kind of hinted at it. I mean, it's so abrupt. It does feel like, I don't know, man. It does feel like maybe something was said out of pocket or there's some kind of friction there. It does feel like that because he was just, you know, what was that game before they left? It was Phoenix, I think, where they were at home. And, you know, he was playing, leading the comeback charge, all this other stuff. And maybe they had another game at home since then, too.
Yeah, Memphis. I think the Memphis one was at home.
And he was playing in that game, too. And then all of a sudden, he's just not.
Yeah, he played on the road versus the Rockets.
He had a good game too, wasn't it? Like
he
25?
Didn't play great.
Well, he had a good scoring game.
No, I'm sorry. What I was gonna say, he didn't play great against Miami.
No,
he played. They got their ass kicked that game. So I don't know what to do with that. But he was 10 of 19 in that game. Super aggressive, 25 points, 5 of 8 from three. But Miami was 1 of 7, I think. Yeah, 1 of 7, 0 for 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and it got worse yesterday.
Do you once again, James kind of alluded to it just as we were just kind of talking during the handoff. Do you think something happened to affect the playing time? Like to not
something
play in the second
happened,
half?
Like what?
Maybe he said the wrong thing to Doug, you know, in the locker room. I mean, because we hadn't seen that yet where he's not playing at all in the second half.
Yeah.
Now, I would make the argument the team, and I got to check maybe the rotations and all this other stuff, but the team was down 19, and that group of guys got you back to the lead. So it could have been a situation where, hey, these guys have fought to get back into the game. I'm going to give them the opportunity to see it all the way through. And by the time you get to the 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, there's no room for Malik Monk minutes at that point. Maybe that was the case.
Maybe. I mean, 10 minutes yesterday, I mean, 9 minutes. It yesterday was one of those games where, you know, Precious played well again.
Played really well. I like this game again.
Yeah, he's just, again, there aren't a lot of bright spots for the Sacramento Kings this year. Precious is one of them, and given his age, and I don't know if Precious's play is, you know, opening eyes around the league. Like, no, this is a young man that should be on our roster. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you've said in the past, and no one disagrees with you, everyone can go. You got to have players in Sacramento Kings uniforms. I sure wouldn't hate if Precious stuck around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally out of his house has proven to be a solid piece, a solid player for the Sacramento Kings. It'll be interesting with Max getting more run now, what it looks like with Domantas Sabonis, and you got that whole front court now with Keegan and Precious, because Precious is showing like he can contribute for you. You obviously want to continue to develop Maxime Reyneaux, Keegan Murray, you know, through the good and the bad, he's going to be on the floor for the Sacramento Kings. And for now, you still have Domas.
Yeah.
So it's waters that'll be navigated for sure. But it looked like a game, to get back to Malik, it just looked like a game where in addition to Precious, Doug was leaning heavy on the starters.
Yeah.
36 minutes from DeMar, 37 from Keegan, 23 from Max. That's where Precious comes into play more than Drew Eubanks. And then Zach was at 38 and Russ was at 40.
Mm. And we talk about it often, and people may disagree with it or feel differently, but I mean, Doug is coaching to win. I think those players are still out there trying to win and trying to compete and win basketball games. You saw, obviously, the way Russell Westbrook played yesterday. I think DeMar and Zach are on that same wave. Maxine is out there trying to win games and play well. Precious, we've talked about him. So, you know, they're out there competing. They're trying to win. Sometimes they're just literally not good enough. Sometimes they are good enough to make a run like they did in that third quarter and the fourth quarter. But Doug is still coaching to win games. That's kind of what I was getting at. So when you talk about the minutes distribution, they fought back from 19. So he's going to go to try and see if we can get all the way and get a victory.
Yeah, and I can't blame him. I mean, Doug, whatever Scott Perry's plan is, Doug might not be privy to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe he is. Maybe that conversation has been had. Maybe the conversation, hey, Doug, this is kind of what it's going to look like. And, you know, if it goes south, don't worry. We're riding. Like, we're going to get through this together. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That in I think I truly do believe I would feel differently, and his name is going to come up a couple of times here over the next hour and some change. Trista Crick will be with us today, by the way, at 2 o'clock. Jason Jones with us for his regular Tuesday spot in the final hour of the show. But I probably would think different if I hadn't read Sam Amick's article about the structure of Doug's salary and this whole setup, and just left to ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough, it feels like a tough spot to be in, you know, if you're Doug Christie. Once again, unless they're having conversations, and even then that might not mean anything, but if they're having conversations where, like you said, no, it's what it is. We're still here. We're united. We're on the same page. We're going to do this together. It's got to be an uncertain feeling for Doug. You know, it's got to be something where it's like, man, I'm trying to win these games because that might be the only way I can keep this job, keep this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And with the roster that they have and the direction that it feels like this franchise is going, based on other reports from Sam Amick today and things that we said a week ago, yeah, that can't be a good feeling for Doug.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. He's not the, you know, Doug is not the boy wonder that Will Hardy is. You know, Kyle brought this up. I think it was Kyle brought this up yesterday. Will Hardy keeps getting, you know, he gets extensions with Utah, and Utah is like terrible. And I don't know where Utah's path to greatness is, but whether they're the one thing that they very obviously are sticking with is their coach. But Will was kind of a child prodigy. Like, he was the one everyone was talking about. And I mean, he would have been the Celtics coach, mm-hmm. but he left. And I think he took the Celtics lead assistant with him. I can't remember, but that's how Joe Mazzola. Joe, I think, was a back of the bench coach. He was a second row guy. Mm-hmm. He got elevated quick. Like, things happen, and but that's never been Doug. Doug is still at the very beginning of his coaching career. You know, even throwing in the years with Luke Walton, and it was all still kind of new. And it's not Boston. It's Sacramento. It's not, you know, Danny Ainge. It's Monty McNair or Vivek or Alvin or Scott or whoever. Like, it's not it's not a championship organization with championship pedigree. And that's what Will was, and Utah has decided we're riding with our coach. What was it, Brett Brown? Was he he was the Celtics, the 76ers coach during the Sam Hinkie and the process, and they stood with him, I think they got to the playoffs and decided, yeah, he's not going to be the one who's going to get us where we have to go. And, I mean, he's older, so that probably factors into him not getting another job, mm-hmm. but it's tough, man. It is a tough, tough spot for Doug, and he's got to find a way to win basketball games. And he has lost, his basketball team has lost a lot of games against other bad teams.
Yeah.
Memphis has turned things around a little bit. They've quietly won a couple of basketball games. The Pacers have not. The Pacers have absolutely not, nor does anyone believe that they want to.
Once again, probably not happy with that outcome.
Yeah,
organization.
They could be in a super prime spot this offseason with Ty coming back and a potentially really high draft pick.
I saw a mock draft today when the Pacers getting A.J. DeBonst.
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, man.
You're in a great spot. Man, you know what? Yeah, there's a lot we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Because there were only a couple of games on.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched another one. The Spurs and Pelicans were a joy to watch for a multitude of reasons. And I saw something that you and James were talking about that I it's not that I didn't understand it or didn't believe it, but it was on full display last night. And then I looked at New Orleans and was like, this is just a shame where this basketball team is at, because you can be upset about the Sacramento Kings being loaded with aged, you know, talent that doesn't work together. That team is loaded with young talent. And the fact that they're in the position that they are, and even their foreseeable future looking rough, is such a shame, because there's guys on that team that you should be locked into. So we'll get to that. We'll get back to the Zach LaVine remark as well. There's a lot we got to get to. The NFL. We didn't even get to talk college football yesterday. And I mentioned Sam Amick. Mm-hmm. Sam Amick said something that sounded very familiar to people who listen to D'Lo and KC. We'll talk about that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.